A cloudy solar eclipse offers a minute of viewing. A solar eclipse happens when the moon passes between the sun and the earth, casting a shadow on earth that either fully or partially blocks the sunlight's area in some areas. Last Sunday, Joseph Martin, an astronomy teacher, hosted the watch party October 3rd. Sadly, the sky was not cooperative, and it was forecasted to be cloudy the entire day. Martin saw a short break in the clouds predicted in the forecast and had the opportunity to watch the eclipse. He connected with students and community members who had demonstrated interest. He brought together a group of 35 learners of all age, ranging from kindergartners to grandparents, to witness the beginning of a spectacular event. For 15 minutes, the clouds left the sky, allowing them to stare up at the moon and the sun. Martin brought activities independent of the weather. He taught his students on the scale of the sun relative to the moon on a stationary model and demonstrated how the moon passes right between us and the sun, casting a shadow on the earth, said Martin. Martin said, "We still had a lot of fun. That's part of the deal with solar eclipses. You hope for good weather." After the thick cloud coverage was clear and for the remainder of the eclipse, his group left. At only 11:30 a.m., and only an hour after the eclipse started, Martin packed up shop. Overall, the day was as successful as it could be for the state of the sky, and Martin is looking forward to the next opportunity to host an eclipse watching party. The outreach of his students, teachers, and any eclipse enthusiasts in the community. Martin plans to hold another eclipse watching party on October 8th. For those interested, he encourages people to come out during the day.